Monsters on. It's a good day to get gone.
All right, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's see what's going on this morning. The best stories of the day. I always like the days since Pope Francis has been invested to talk about him, because he usually has something good going on, and it's good to have good things going on. I do say so myself. Get a little carried away. The Pope has directed the Vatican to act decisively on ecclesiastic sex abuse cases and take measures against pedophile priests, saying the Catholic Church's credibility is on the line. Announcement was quickly dismissed by victims' advocates as just one more conversation. Once again, a top Catholic official says he's asking another top Catholic official to take action, says Barbara Doris, an official of SNAP, the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. Okay, so Jennifer, you're Catholic. Kenny, you're Catholic. Any conversation, it used to be that when the priests were on the pulpit, there would be discussion of things. Is there ever discussion of this? Is there a discussion keeping up sort of with the Pope? Or is this sort of something that's on the side and doesn't get discussed in Sunday morning Mass?
I don't know that it gets discussed in Sunday morning Mass, but I think that Catholics do, especially because there is a new pope, I think we are kind of keeping up with him. And I think people are happy with this new pope, actually. I think it's the most positive response that I've heard amongst my peers, anyway.
So what do you make of this woman from SNAP just basically dismissing it?
There's always these people, though, don't you think?
I don't, well, I'm not a Catholic, so not that I don't.
You get to play.
I have, well, but I've
You're
played.
You're still qualified.
It is known by many far and wide what I feel, generally speaking, about the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. I feel that this guy deserves a chance.
Exactly.
And so if he can get something going, but my reaction to what he said may be somewhat the same as the lady from SNAP. We've got one Catholic official, you've heard this for years, but because this guy seems to have a different aura around him, will it have more meaning and more substance? That's probably the question.
I think you have to give the guy a chance. I mean, how long has he been here? A month?
Not even a month.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I think it's hard to ask, but you have to give the guy some time to prove what he can do.
All right, Kenny?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are glad to hear him saying this, but it's sort of a, well, let's see something happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing has happened yet. It's easy to say we're going to be tough on crime, but do something.
Yeah. Yes. How about we do something? All right. Speaking of doing something, news today, Jennifer, of a computer that can predict what you're dreaming about based on brainwave activity.
What did I dream about last night? I had a weird dream last night. Let's put it in the computer, yes. I dreamt I was going to jail.
Oh, wait a minute. I was going to tell you what you dreamt.
Oh, man, I gave it away.
That's right. By measuring people's brain activity during waking moments, researchers are able to pick out the signatures of specific dream imagery, like keys, the key to the dream. We know almost nothing about the function of dreaming, says the study co-author. Using this method, we might be able to know more about the function of dreaming. The work's being done at Brown University, by the way, in Providence. Findings published in the journal Science could also help folks understand what goes on in the brain when people have nightmares. How often do you have nightmares, Jennifer?
Not too often. Maybe, I don't know, 3 times a year.
Are they usually the same?
No, they don't. No. They're not usually the same.
Are they not the same each time? But do you?
Well, I don't think I can't remember any. I can't remember any that I've had that are like terrifying nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll have upsetting dreams about people like that have passed away that I can't get to, and that kind of annoys me more than a nightmare.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And does it keep you awake, or do you go back to sleep and hope that you won't have the same?
I can always go back to sleep.
Really? You sleep well, and it's easy.
It's easy to go back to sleep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kenny.
Yeah, me too. I rarely remember dreams, and even the bad ones seem to fade very quickly. But I hardly ever have nightmares.
Funny. Now, I have not had them for a while, but every once in a while they come back, and it's often the same one if it's vivid. So what about you and your dreams? You want to post them either at Facebook or Twitter? Help yourself. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. Here's an email from Edna C., who says, I was pleasantly surprised to receive a very attractive tote bag and some e-food. I also am happy that Jennifer is on the team. I like her a laugh.
Aw, thanks.
She also was not happy that I mentioned hell on the air. She said, I think people nowadays take it far too casually. Jesus came so that we don't have to go there. All right, and I'm having a good day and hope you do as well. All right, Jesus came so that we don't have to go there. How many people still believe that? You believe that, Jennifer?
I do.
All right, Kenny, you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Just thinking about it.
Ken's taking a trip.
Some of those nightmare trips. 13 past the hour. Okay, it's time for us to take care of a problem that maybe many of you, as we talk about what your dream state was last night, maybe many of you didn't have a good night's sleep at all because the man in the bed got up several times to go to tinkle, go to potty. So if you are having that problem, that means you do not have a healthy prostate, and that means you have an urge to go. But if you have a healthy prostate, you'll have less frequency and less urge to go. I know this is sort of a basic bottom line concept, but it is good for us to think about, especially at this time of the day when so many people have in their mind how unpleasant it was to get up or to have people wrestling around the bed during the night. More women order PT9 than do men. Isn't that interesting? A healthy prostate means that this new product, PT9, which has, by the way, six natural ingredients that are shown in clinical studies to do the things that are necessary to keep you from getting up at night. Now, people say, over the years, Doug, you've talked about a lot of these different products. What makes one different from the other? There's new science all the time. There are new ingredients being discovered, new ways of dealing with it, and that's why I'm trying to keep you up to date by suggesting you try PT9. Has testosterone. Boosting your testosterone levels is very important. So good, healthy testosterone and also the things that you need to have a healthy prostate in one pill. Your prostate is serviced and so is your testosterone level. So if you have all this stuff together, why wouldn't you want to try it out? You will, and you will, by dialing 800-811-6931. 800-811-6931. And if PT9 comes with an introductory half-price offer that you can get by saying you're listening to Doug Stephan, even better, right? 800-811-6931. The bottom line is that you will not be groggy or snappy or tired if you get a good night's sleep, and you'll get a good night's sleep if you're on PT9, the new prostate formula. 800-811-6931.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. The news from Alabama this weekend. Police arrested Min Fa Meng.
Uh-oh.
For allegedly cutting down American flags all over the city. Not only did he cut the flags down, he cut the flagpoles down.
Oh.
Charged with criminal mischief, flag desecration.
Well, if you're going to do a job.
Resisting arrest.
Yeah, yeah, just make sure they don't grow back.
You're right.
Now, where do you suppose he's from? Ming Chow Fong.
Nebraska, I would imagine.
Yeah. So, probably yeah, not that. Alabama.
Yeah. Right. All right, here's another name we are beginning to love. China's Xing Jinping.
Oh, Xing Jinping, yes. Yeah.
At least it rhymes.
Right.
I like to play his favorite sport, Xing Bing Ping Pong.
He's the president of China.
I like to play Xing Bing Beer Ping Pong.
Right. He's into trying to get peace in the region.
Oh, good for him.
Speaking to a group of international leaders, he said that we need to have accord in Asia. Without peace, there is no need to talk about development. China remains under tight scrutiny as one of the most important voices with North Korea. How many people think anything of value happened this weekend? The North Koreans shaking around a little. Maybe we'll test something. What are we going to test? We'll test a missile. Let's test a bomb. Let's just test. I said this earlier this morning. I'm so tired of this. I don't even want to talk about it anymore on the air.
They're testing whether they can play catch with missiles. Look, we'll lob one, and then we'll see if we can catch one, too.
Uh-huh. How many people pay attention to Pastor Rick Warren?
I heard about him this weekend because his son died, right?
Yeah, but why? Why are we hearing about his son dying versus the hundreds of other sons that died, thousands of other sons that died? What is there about this guy? I watched a little Joel.
Everybody's son that dies is important, I would
imagine. Right, so why don't we have a headline that reads, Jack Smith's son in Pennsylvania died this weekend?
Because Rick Warren has been in the news before and Jack Smith hasn't.
Why is Rick Warren in the news?
Why was Rick Warren in the news?
He has that whole gratitude series of books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they of value? Is he
I think he's... Let me refresh my memory here.
Well,
it's been a while.
The point is, I'm going to... Like,
why are you asking about it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to be sensitive to him because he lost his son.
I'd like to be sensitive to lots of people who lost it. That's the point. What is there about this guy that makes every newspaper, every headline, every news organization talk about his son having passed away because
he committed suicide?
Yeah. Why... I'm just, these kinds of stories and this attention to these guys frustrates me. It's kind of like giving a lot of...
These guys meaning what?
Yeah.
These guys, these pastors who are on television and they go around preaching the word supposedly and it's all a way to get money. It's all...
Well, you answered your question about why we're talking about him, though, because he is on television. He is an author. I mean, this is why he's getting a little bit more attention than the average
person.
I will tell you.
But what did he do in the last few years? He did something that was pretty interesting, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah.
I will tell you, in California, because that's where it happened, there wasn't much attention paid to him. It was a small little blurb that I saw in the paper that was maybe just a little teeny tiny box where they normally put the crime. So I don't think it was an overwhelming amount of attention that he got for this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there may be a lot of people who follow him. And I, as I said, I spent a little time. Meredith likes Joel Osteen. She thinks he's cute. So, he was on last night. And he has a good message. He has a,
he's very Uri-ish, like your friend Uri Geller. Positive thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah, positive deeds. 21 half the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plan this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-501-0876. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-501-0876. That's 1-800-501-0876. 1-800-501-0876.
It's 23 after now, Doug's Good Day program. Time now for us to do two things that hopefully will be entertaining. Not that we don't want all of our conversation and the exchange back and forth among all of us to be entertaining, but we usually find the late night shows, the jokesters on the late night TV programs to be funny, so we have three of those, and then a list of the important country winners at last night's Academy of Country Awards show. First, however, Jay Leno joking about the Rutgers basketball coach.
Rutgers University has a new slogan. You can't beat our team. That's the coach's job. Yeah! I love it. Look at this. And fired Rutgers coach Mike Rice, despite the fact there's video of him verbally abusing players and attacking them with basketballs. I'm sure you saw that. He's still being given a $100,000 bonus from our tax dollars. How about that? How you have a losing program, you got a $100,000 bonus. You know where this guy could end up? Running a Wall Street banking firm. Sure, he could move right in very easily.
Here's a crazy story in Australia. They now charge retail shop owners, if you want to go into a store and just look around. And that's the way it works. You just go into a store and look around. If you sense, you might buy something. If you don't, you might just leave. They're now charging people who come in to browse a $5 fee.
Well,
just to come in, yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, what's next? Are they going to fee for shoplifting?
Oh.
It's not right. It's not right.
Oh.
It's already gone screwy over there. A guy goes into one of these stores, looks around, and then runs out without paying.
We got to talk about the president, you guys. Oh, boy. He's in a little trouble. During a fundraiser yesterday, President Obama raised some eyebrows when he called California's Kamala Harris, quote, the best-looking attorney general in the country. Of course, he said it was just a joke. Then Michelle was like, well, here's another. What's black and white and sleeps on the couch? Want to tell jokes? Jokester?
You like jokes?
You like jokes so much, huh? Yeah, it's a fundraiser. President Obama at the fundraiser said that Kamala Harris is the best-looking attorney general. So hopefully that fundraiser was to buy a really nice necklace for Michelle. That's what I'm hoping.
All right. So there, by the way, the president called Kamala Harris after he got home to apologize for calling her the best-looking attorney general. He spoke with her, and this is after he came home. You think that Michelle had anything to do with that or not? What about it? And one wonders, has there ever been a chance? You think Bill Clinton ever had to sleep on the couch?
You think Bill Clinton ever got to sleep in bed?
Yeah, I was going to say, he still does.
Do they even live together?
Bill Clinton sleeps on the couch in another house.
I know. Do they live together? Do we even know this?
They spend some time together, but
I have no idea.
All right, last night, Academy of Country Music Awards on CBS. I was upset because I wanted to watch The Good Wife. Instead, is watching
good
this
stuff. Country came to town.
Yeah. All right, so what did you think was the most exciting? I knew you were watching this, Jen.
Well, actually, no, I was in bed. But
really?
I have it on my DVR to watch tonight because that's just how I roll. But the most exciting thing, I think, is that Entertainer of the Year was my boyfriend, even though he and his wife don't know yet, Luke Bryan.
Really?
Love that.
All right, so who do we have music from, Richie?
Florida, Georgia Line.
Georgia Line is
new artist of the year.
It's a new artist of the year, and it's a band called Florida Georgia Line.
Florida Georgia Line. I kind of like that. That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
I bought some oranges there last Wednesday.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, and then Little Big Town did well. Yeah,
got vocal group of the year
and song or video of the year, I think.
Yeah.
For Tornado.
All right, who else?
So, Jennifer, when you watch this, since you know who won, will you just kind of cruise through and watch the live performances and the acceptance speeches?
I go through it real fast. Fast work.
All right, so Male Vocalist of the Year was Jason Aldean. Entertainer of the Year was Luke Bryan. Female Vocalist of the Year, Miranda Lambert. Vocal Duo of the Year, Thompson Square. 28 past the hour on today. It's Monday, by the way, on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. No one likes being the last one to board a plane, but depending on the airline, there are ways to get around the problem. American Airlines has started testing out a priority boarding system for passengers who don't have any carry-on bags. The idea is if you don't have any carry-ons, you'll board quickly and make the process a lot smoother for everybody else. Frontier offers what they call express boarding to those who don't need any overhead space. If you pay with an airline-branded credit card, you usually get access to priority boarding, even priority screening. But just be aware that these cards usually charge a substantial annual fee, and they only really make sense if you're loyal to that airline. With Southwest, you can pay $40 at the airport to snag one of the first 15 boarding spots. And if you have small kids, most airlines still allow pre-boarding, but maybe not for long. United Airlines phased it out not long ago, and other airlines may follow suit to make way for those who are paying for the privilege. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see Fuel Rewards.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Monday morning, Monday the 8th of April, second full week of the fourth month of the 13th year of the 22nd century. How's that?
You said. Like, my brain is supposed to absorb all of that.
Of course it is.
Come on now.
Yes, it is. My big news from Alaska this weekend. Now, those of you who are up there, you might want to comment
on
this.
In other news.
So cold. More than 25,000 Alaska voters may be registered to vote in other states.
Oh.
Wow.
And who'd ever trek up from the government? No one from the government would ever trek up from Alaska to investigate, don't you think?
Well.
So it's kind of a brilliant plan.
I don't know that I have too much room to speak here because I may have been accused of this once or twice myself, just to prove a point. So the state, though, is worried, and I don't know why they're worried. There are a lot of people that come to Alaska from other states, right? They're doing their work. They stay there long enough to get the work done, get tired of the cold, and then they go home. And there are Native Alaskans, but we're on, what, three or four different communities, I think, in Alaska, Richie. And I wonder why it is that the lieutenant governor made a big deal out of this. 888-302-3684. Why would it be?
Are you only allowed to be registered in one state?
I don't think that's clear, frankly. It's like driver's
licenses.
I think
you should be. I mean, that should be the rule, don't you think? I mean, you should get to vote once.
Why?
Especially
if you have houses in two states?
Locally, I agree with you. But in a national election, which there's no difference between when you're registered for national and local elections.
Well, maybe there should be.
Well, maybe there should be. But
there ought to be
right
a way
now
that I could vote in California about the issues there that are important, and I can't. I'm not supposed to, anyway. 888.
Don't worry. Your one vote would not make any difference. Trust me when I tell you this.
That bunch of
and you
all right,
be
big news.
I'm asking the internet and see what it says.
I agree, Richie. Well, we'll have some tax news first while you're doing that.
Sure.
Restaurant chains like McDonald's, the tobacco giant Altria, Sapphire Energy, an alternative energy company, all have one thing in common. They want to protect tax incentives that are being discussed by Congress because they're preparing to debate a rewrite of your tax code. Now, we all know there are a lot of diverse business tax incentives. We all know there are personal incentives. What is the tax code, 64,000 pages long? Something like that?
Something like that.
All, I think, agree. I don't know that we've taken Kenny into this poll, but Richie and Jennifer and I all think there ought to be a single code and a single for individuals anyway. You have no income tax, pay a sales tax, either
Absolutely, that or a flat tax. I am on the bandwagon with that.
But I'm a sales tax guy, yeah.
Yeah, right, so am I. So
that way the mafiosos, the drug dealers,
Well, it solves the problem. I mean, for me.
Illegals, everybody pays taxes.
In California, we have a lot of illegals, and so here you go. Instead of, you know, then this makes it a little more fair when they're sending their kids to school and, you know, lets them pay for what they're here for.
Yeah, which now you and I are paying for.
Right.
Right. Okay, so here's the Hall of Fame. Winning states with good management. We all know Washington wants to hike your taxes, but did you know there were states that are cutting taxes?
Let's move there.
For example, Kansas.
Okay.
Cut $250 million out of their taxes. This was mostly in the form of a sales tax, but the state is trimming back its budget, as it ought to do in this circumstance. Now, I'm no big fan of Governor Brownback, but if that's the way he's leading the state at the moment, he wants to cap some popular tax expenditures, mortgage interest deduction, that sort of thing. So that's what's happening in Kansas. In Michigan, Governor Snyder has cut taxes there by $100 million. $100 million, changing the state's tax code so that businesses are more likely to go to Michigan. Well, that's intelligent because you look at the state of Michigan at the moment, businesses aren't doing so well, especially the automotive business. All right, so Michigan's cutting taxes. Oregon. The governor there cut $133 million, or working in concert with the state legislature. And that's going to save each household member living in Oregon about $250 a year. $250, $250, right? Change the tax. There was a tax on people that were making more than $125,000 a year. That apparently stays, but there have been some other things that have changed. Taxes going down in these states because of voter backlash after years of tax increases. Now, let's see here. Governor Christie cut $347 million in New Jersey. Guess which state is worst when it comes to tax hikes, Jennifer?
California?
Let me see. California, and businesses are fleeing California in huge numbers.
Look, we're
huge
ready to pack it up. I was talking with my dad. We're ready to pack it up and go to, like, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, it is so unfriendly to do business in Los Angeles. It is horrible.
The worst states for business. You want to do the top five list, Richie?
You ought to see. It's so easy to watch. Maryland and Virginia, we're married here in Washington, D.C. Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C. Even though it's, you know, as a Marylander, you never go to Virginia and vice versa. I did it. But to watch businesses close up in Maryland, which is not business friendly, and come to Virginia, which is, and to watch retirees leave Maryland and move to Delaware, which is very tax friendly. It's just, it's so easy. You don't have to be blind to see what's going on.
People will, what is it, they'll vote with their feet, as the expression.
Sure do.
The worst states, the worst five states in the country for business.
Yeah.
Number five.
Let's see, New York and California are in there somewhere.
New York and California are number two and number one.
Yeah, okay.
Illinois is number three.
Not
really?
Surprised.
Chicago.
Not
Massachusetts is number four.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Michigan, number five.
That's surprising. You would think that they would have incentives to bring people back.
Well, that's what they're doing now. This is a year-long survey.
There's Maryland on that list.
Maryland is in the top ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're, and this brings me around to something that we were talking about, Kenny and I were talking about this in the last hour, Richie, the way people are represented by people in Congress, people who love people, excuse me, the essence of the job you have, if you're a If you're a selectman in the town of Framingham, you're a town meeting member, if you are a city councilor, if you're a county rep, if you're a state legislator, if you're a congressman, if you're a senator, your job is to keep your fingers on the pulse. And in Maine, there is a big to-do because a lot of people think, well, those down Mainers are pretty conservative, pretty right of center. 90% of the people who were polled by Pew this weekend, wasn't it 90%, Kenny, are in favor of some kind of more severe gun control legislation.
Yeah, and somewhere around 90%.
Yeah, it was 90%. And so when you look at the numbers around the rest of the country, if you believe what you hear from various states in the South, that's not the case. But if you're a rep in Maine, you better know what the people there think about gun control, especially if the margins are that wide. You want to run and win, you better be with the majority, right? That's the whole thing about the Hispanics and other changes. The Republicans are out of sync with the changes in the demography of the country. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's one issue. But not knowing what those people who are living in your districts think or want to have happen, that's at your own peril if you don't follow that. Is it not? I hear nothing.
Sorry. That was funny.
Apparently it's not.
I'm still seeking out whether you can vote in more than one state.
Good for your issue. Might as well leave me right out on the edge of that.
I know.
Is the saw working?
No, not away. Anybody. That was just too good. And I wanted to answer you, but then there was so much quiet, it was too funny not to.
Thanks. That's what I like, is all my pals here helping me out over the weekend.
Is it not? Yes, it is not.
It is not. Is it not their job? Yes, it is not. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
I mean, it's one of those rhetorical questions
that
you just chuck out there.
Over the weekend, a phaser gun from the original Star Trek television series sold at auction. Captain Kirk's phaser gun from the second pilot of Star Trek sold for $231,000.
Who has that kind of money to buy a phaser gun?
This is plastic.
Right. The phaser created,
it wasn't plastic. It probably was metal.
Gene Roddenberry, used by Shatner. That's amazing. They thought they were going to get $50,000 for it.
Wow.
They went for four times that.
Geeks have a lot of money.
Other highlights of the holiday legend sale in Hollywood. Lots of costumes and memorabilia, props, other things. The alien survey buggy seen aboard the Nostromo in the movie Alien. Is that the name of the ship? Nostromo?
That's I
over
don't know.
$10,000. Let's see here. What else have we got? Archive of autographs from Academy Award winners getting $15,000. 1966 Imperial Crown car, nicknamed the Black Beauty, built for the production of the Green Hornet, sold for $46,000. Old Hollywood, represented by Claudette Colbert's Cleopatra cape from Cecil B. DeMille's film, sold for $5,600. The Munchkin flower pot hat from The Wizard of Oz, $15,000.
Wow.
The Superman flying suit from Christopher Reeve's Superman 4, sold for $25,000. Good God. 16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This past Friday, Chef Louis DeAngelis did his usual fine job of passing along information that those of you who just plain love to cook, love.
Good recipe.
This was Asian
coleslaw.
Yeah, Asian coleslaw.
Cabbage. Yeah. Yep. All right. So when you cook, Jennifer.
Yes.
Do you take pictures of what you cook, ever?
You know, I don't usually, but I did actually recently take a picture because I made this awesome vegetable soup and I sent a picture of it to my dad.
I've been known to post a picture on Facebook. And you know what? With, what's the new
Home and Garden TV?
No, oh my goodness, Ken. What's the new
Pinterest.
Pinterest, thank
yeah.
you.
Oh.
Everybody posts pictures of what they cook and post it on Pinterest.
On Pinterest, I like it because people go there for recipes and stuff.
It's a good place for
on
recipes.
On Facebook, don't love when people take pictures of their food all that much.
Really? Why?
But it's just one of those things.
Like, for example,
it's like the people that are sad Facebook posters, like, I'm so lonely right now. They annoy me just as much as people that always post pictures of their
food. Last summer, I think I cooked, was it some fish? And roasted some vegetables on the grill and had a glass of wine sitting there on the grill. And I was like, God, it just looks good.
Now, that's okay. If you do it once in a while, it's okay. But there are chronic food posters on Facebook.
Yeah, go to Pinterest.
Yeah.
That's where you belong.
All right. I got another idea.
Okay. I love ideas.
You can take your picture of your coleslaw or of your ham mm-hmm. or of your dessert or whatever it is that you're making, and you can send it for... it just take you a second to go to HGTV. They would like to see photos of what you're cooking around your home.
Cool.
So whatever it is, whether it's your food, maybe a picture of your pet, your children, your favorite
don't
neighborhood.
Don't cook your pet or your children.
No,
though.
Please no. don't do that. No. Tag your best photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter.
Well,
share your
sauce,
photos.
I mean,
a little sauce.
Yeah.
And you might see them on HGTV. If you share your photos, hashtag Love Home on Instagram and Twitter. They'll make their way to HGTV, and you may see it's photos or pictures, Doug. One or the other, not both. I get paid by the words. See, sometimes I put words together, like photos and pictures. That would be fixtures, right?
That would be that, yeah.
I don't know why.
Thanks for doing that equation.
I'm really feeling silly today, and I don't know why. But Meredith and I got sick. We were all day yesterday in bed. All day.
I'm sure that was
sick.
Tough.
Yeah. No, it was. We were hot. We had fever.
Oh wow.
Oh my God. Neither of us get sick, but we must have picked something up along the way. Maybe Richie, you gave it to us.
I gave it
when
to.
We got there on was it Saturday night? We had dinner.
My
with
daughter's
you?
Been sick since Friday. Thursday, so maybe I passed
it
along.
Maybe it was
Friday night. Yeah. I think it's your fault now that I think about it.
No problem. We are welcome. I'm glad I can help provide a weekend in bed for you.
There you go. 13 before the hour and good day.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're lost in a
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets. And favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Spring is here amid signs of a broad-based recovery in the housing market. Tom Kreitler, host of Radio's The Money Pit.
Whether you're prepping your home to sell it or just taking care of some maintenance, the trend now is definitely an increase in home improvement activity and spending.
Spring is the time for outdoor improvements. Trex Enhanced Decking at the Home Depot offers lasting beauty, hassle-free maintenance, and an industry-leading warranty. Tame your lawn with a 36-volt cordless string trimmer from Black & Decker. It offers power and runtime without the weight and noise of gas. Fix holes in drywall in one step with the new 3M Patch Plus Primer. It won't shrink or crack, and the added primer means the patch won't show through the paint. Automatically minimize the effects of bathroom moisture with the Brone or New Tone Ultra Humidity Sensing Bath Fan. It turns on when it senses a rapid rise in humidity and shuts off when the excess humidity has been removed. Doing it right means doing it safely. 3M Tech Protection Homes Workwear Safety Glasses combine impact resistance lenses with attached reusable earplugs. I'm Kim Snyder.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade.
For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
If you care too much about what other people think, you will always be their prisoners.
So true.
Poor thoughts.
So true.
From the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You are a wise man,
your own
Doug Steffen.
Think I am wise you man, Doug
wise
Steffen.
Man.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Past the hour of Monday.
You gonna live?
Yeah.
Choking on your tea there?
Mm-hmm. Up into my nose. Doesn't work too well on my nose. Yeah. Just to go down to your stomach.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so we have Shelley Palmer. It's time for Tech Talk here on Good Day. Shelley warns Amazon shoppers of a new selling technique that Amazon is going to be rolling out in the near future. Danger, danger, shoppers. Stand by for that information just a moment here on Good Day.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon shopaholics beware. Amazon is planning to use artificial gravity to help you shop, and you may be drawn to it. Amazon just received a patent for gravity-based link assist technology, which means that when you're trying to click on something on Amazon's site, your cursor will be drawn to the links and buttons in a virtual gravitational field. The goal is to make Amazon's site more accessible and easier to navigate if you find yourself clicking all over the place with little success. But it also gives Amazon the ability to magically draw your cursor toward related items you might want to buy or ones Amazon wants to sell you. This would be interesting if using a mouse or a touchscreen was producing suboptimal results, but you know it's not. Amazon's links are super easy to click. Oh well, next time you find yourself buying something you don't want, you can blame artificial gravity instead of your shopaholic genes. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It is time for spring cleaning. Time to get your financial house in order as well. Brian Osich has more on how you can make the right decisions to keep your finances spick and span.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to brush up on all things affecting your wallet, your expenses, and your bank account. Financial journalist Vera Gibbons says you have to stay educated about money matters to make the right financial decisions.
We make household spending and saving choices daily, and it's challenging to know if you're heading in the right direction. If you're unsure about a particular area as it pertains to your personal finances, it's a good time to increase your knowledge and become more fiscally fit.
Gibbons says there is plenty of information available to help consumers avoid common financial pitfalls.
It's so easy to get off track financially, but free financial education programs like Ally WalletWise can help. On AllyWalletWise.com, consumers learn the basics on budgeting, banking and investing, credit and financing, and more education means smarter decisions.
For more information, including access to free online courses and live events that take the mystery out of finance, log on to AllyWalletWise.com. That's your financial fitness from Ally.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Speaking of Instagram and Twitter, you'll be happy to know that the North Korean government's website was hacked.
Ha ha! Take that!
Their government-run online sites are being hacked, but is it clear whether the Twitter and Flickr hacking is done by South Koreans, by Chinese, by Americans? The group We Are Anonymous, that's been around in a lot of these hackings lately, seems to be involved in this. Kenny, is that right?
Yeah, they I think they even signed it anonymous.
Really?
It's really funny because they're taking over the Twitter feed and posting pictures of a Kim Jong Ding Dong
Mickey Mouse
with
shirts,
yeah,
on.
with all kinds of fun things. And
his face
hysterical.
Looks like a pig.
Yeah,
that's pretty appropriate. All right, so thank you to the folks that we'll thank them this time at Anonymous. We are Anonymous. We are Good Day.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.